sustaining alive, sustaining alive. Sustaining
alive on 95BFM.
Welcome, Rita Steele.
Hello. I was here before as well.
Welcome back, Rita Steele, to the airwaves of 95BFM.
I want to know if you boys did any Black Friday shopping.
I didn't even know it was on.
I got Uber Eats on Friday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is Black Friday for us on Saturday though?
Oh, no, it was actually more like, it was like 4 a.m. So is this more like Saturday morning.
Internet shopping from America, or can you do it, like go into a store in New Zealand and do it?
I'm pretty sure that New Zealand companies have picked up on it and there were sales on Friday.
And what are we trying to do? Get rid of the old stock before we get the new stock in for Xmas?
Possibly. I don't know that there is something else behind it, the Black Friday thing. I think it's like it's where they break even from the
is
year.
Is it
like
a tax year or something?
Is it kind of like just a thing designed to, for another bullshit sale 100%. Perhaps as well?
100%.
Yeah. We got to the bottom of that.
Yeah. And it marks the beginning of the blatant consumerist season known as Christmas.
Karimbo. Karimbo. Are we allowed to talk about Christmas yet?
I am doing it right now.
Okay.
I'm saying it's okay.
5395, text us in if you wanted to complain about us talking about Christmas now.
But so it's early, so early.
It's the 26th today, so we're a month out from Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like we can talk about it. People are buying stuff for it, which is why I thought it was a good idea to start talking about why you shouldn't buy things for it.
Okay.
Get in there. I'll just start with a couple of stats. They're all overseas stats because we don't seem to track our waste quite like other markets are. But
that's a little bit embarrassing.
I know, right? About 30% more waste is created than usual over the Christmas season.
What country are you using these stats
from? That's from the UK.
Okay.
And it seemed pretty similar in other countries.
Sorry, how much waste?
30% more than usual.
Just around Christmas?
Just around the Christmas season.
Okay.
And 41% of the toys that are given to children will break before the next Christmas.
And half of those children are little shits and they shouldn't have any toys at all.
They should have got a piece of coal.
Man, is anybody doing that? That's a good
man. I don't know.
Do you wrap the coal up?
Well, coal isn't sustainable anymore.
I'm
going right on the internet and finding a kid getting coal for Christmas. That will be. I mean, and then what happens? It just rubs coal over the carpet and shit.
That couldn't be good. It couldn't be good.
I like it.
There'd have to be a modern equivalent of that because that sounds like a nightmare.
Big Angry's got a black heart.
The kid just goes into making
charcoal art. Yeah, totally. So my little tip for avoiding the consumerism of Christmas is actually the trick, I think, is to try and eliminate the expectations of presents quite far out. So you
what? Tell everyone so, you know, oh man, this Christmas is going to be not Christmas.
Yeah, totally. Like, isn't just consumerism so lame? No, one of the things that we do,
I think
for me, it hit me one time when somebody said, what did blah, blah, blah get you last year? And I couldn't remember. I couldn't remember what anyone got me the year before. But I could always remember who I was with and what I'd eaten. And at that point, I realised that the presents weren't actually the most important thing about Christmas. I know that sounds silly. It took me to my late 20s to kind of figure that out.
You're both pissing a lot of people off and maybe blowing some minds out there at the moment.
So one of the things that I've been doing over the last few years is Secret Santa with my family. So we get one present each and we make it a good one.
Oh, the office scenario.
It is like the office scenario.
Do you have a price limit?
We do, and it is kind of up there.
And who gives the money to the child? How does that work?
And so children are allowed to get presents, but the adults only get one.
What's the cutoff for a child in your realm?
Oh, it kind of depends on the age of the child. So I don't have a hard and fast rule.
Whether or not you like the kid kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Totally. And also, like, you know, little kids you can get away with, like, kind of think anything. But once they hit about 7 or 8, they get a bit fussy.
You sound like one of these people that gets the packet of scorched almonds and gets down to the end and for mummy and daddy kind of thing.
Yeah, totally.
But she's wrapping those up.
Pull that one on your 3-year-old, you know?
Do you have any recommendations for, is like getting wooden toys still a thing?
Yeah.
Only if you whittle it yourself.
Yeah, so in terms of types of presents, so I have done a little list. Kids are actually quite difficult, but wooden toys is on this little list.
They are in like op shops, you can find a lot of wooden toys. A friend of mine found a Buzzy Bee the other day, a legitimate old school Buzzy Bee.
Totally. The secondhand shops, but also there's starting to be more and more markets around that are doing specific pre-Christmas markets that are secondhand toys that are in good condition. So I know, I can't remember, there was one in Tauranga. I don't know if it's been or not. I was trying to hunt it out, but I will put it up on the Facebook page.
The old market out there at Tauranga, I know that market. Yeah. I've got a cool satchel out there one time.
Did you? Mm-hmm. That'll be the artisan markets. This one was also like a specialty. Like they're doing them two or three times a year, which is kids' toys.
There's always someone there selling some kind of exotic sausage. At any market ever.
Yes.
And it'll be like a nice, real friendly German fellow. I love it.
There's an antique fair up in Kumeu, so you could get into that.
Good stuff out there. There's good handmade stuff out there.
Crystal glasses and stuff, I think, could be quite cool.
A corrugated animal or something for your mum. I get my mum a little corrugated thing just about every other year, and she loves it.
Secondhand rocking horse, maybe?
I got a little corrugated iron duck not so long back, and she loves it. She adores it.
Your mum's probably going to get something similar again this year, you think?
I'm mum's favourite, I think.
And then in terms of, the other thing you can do for kids is get them something little on Christmas Day, because they do like to be given something, but then kind of get them an experience, because kids absolutely love doing things with you. That's actually what they love the most. So, I mean, they'll be a bit disappointed if you give them a voucher, because they don't seem to get that from my experience. They look at it and they're like, oh, thanks for the piece of paper.
What about a present that's wrapped a million times and you just keep opening it and it's like, every time it's like, it's kind of like pass the parcel, but there's no ending, and it's just every time it's meant. Time spent.
And then one scorched up.
In the middle, it's like fishing with Dad or something like that.
Yeah.
Get right out. John's crying.
No, I'm just thinking, are children going to be satisfied with like a pass to mini golf or something like that?
Where's my iPad?
I think if you've got a kid that's doing that, that is a problem.
Mini golf?
Although
you don't like mini golf?
My little son is obsessed with dragon fruit at the moment, which is expensive and also has got some serious carbon miles. So I'm sort of like,
he's
when did he turn into
that
such a
That took
little...
me a long time to be obsessed with dragon fruit. I think I was
he's
about 15.
He's two,
yeah,
so
that's crazy.
It's a problem.
These days,
What about a family pass to jump trampoline or something like that?
Totally.
Could, might be quite a good
idea. Yeah, you're at the angle of like, give the present that you want.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Those
but
climbing
also
get
exercise.
Them a bowling ball. Get the whole family a bowling ball. Yeah.
That's a good idea, actually.
The whole family.
Yeah. Experiential gifts.
Yeah, so the experience, even for adults, they're very, very good. So just be careful here, because some of them do still have massive footprints. Mm. But have a look for festivals and concerts that are like zero waste. Massages, facials, ecologic escapes.
I'm a fan of giving secondhand vinyl to people.
Secondhand vinyl?
It's great.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Great. It's a great one.
If anyone's got any good suggestions, fire them through.
I've got heaps of double ups. That's usually when I'm like, oh, here you go. Oh, did you get a record player? Here you go. Lovely. Yeah, man.
There you go.
You need a Moog record from the 60s.
Pay off someone's debt is always also a good one for them. If you know
paying off someone's debt, that's great.
If you know someone's got some debt, IOUs are always good, but
that's
you do
terrible.
Have to follow through with them.
That's terrible. I don't like that.
If you if they've got kids, babysitting vouchers are always welcome.
What about a tattoo?
Sure, tattoos.
You can get one in some sort of prize pack. You can get 10 hours worth of tattoos, actually.
Oh,
great.
Sounds like a great Christmas present. Subscriptions, so monthly,
like a
New
B
York
card.
Times or
yeah, like
a B card.
Card. Simplicity
there we
B
go.
Card subscription.
Monthly food boxes, so the Ubi, which is out of my own backyard, which is like fruit and vegetables that come on a weekly basis. Carbon credits are also a really good one. So I've mentioned them before, ecos.org. They're a New Zealand company that sell carbon credits for native New Zealand forests. Mm. So if you know somebody that does a lot of travelling or, that kind of thing, needs some carbon offset.
We're talking low-impact gifts at the moment, by the way.
Yeah, we are.
What about just like a good old hug? An old hug.
Sure. Hug. If you think that they're not going to get too angry with you.
I feel like making a
do
good
people get
pav
angry that you
or something like that would be, make a really good pavlova or something really great to take to the family Christmas
lunch.
A
little bit controversial,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, the food thing's
some people
awesome.
Hate pavlova.
You know, I think, like I say, that's what I remember. I always remember the food, like somebody who has done a really good pav.
My grandma used to put gold coins in pavlova.
And really?
You're not getting confused with the Christmas cake?
No, she did it. Okay. She did it. Okay. That's what she did.
You can make some donations, so support a child or an animal, get an orangutan. I've done that a couple of times. Give them an orangutan. They come with a little certificate and a name, and then they get updates across the year. Yeah, and you can do it with elephants.
How much is an orangutan?
It was about $150,
I think. How long does it take for the orangutan to get here exactly? Sounds amazing. Get an orangutan. They're actually just giving up on the palm oil situation. Now they're just fostering them out to the world. Maybe that's the best thing for some of these endangered animals. Let's see how it goes somewhere else.
Replacement products, so things like honey wrap, especially for people who are probably a little bit dubious of this stuff because they wouldn't have tried some of this stuff before, and then it's a good reason for them to try it and they go, actually this stuff's really cool. So honey wrap to replace Glad wrap, or you know, like we talked about, metal straws, a bathroom pack of eco-friendly products. So there's shampoo and conditioners coming out now that don't have containers at all, and actually some of them are really high end and really beautiful on your hair.
I guess like overarching, you want to try and buy local because it hasn't been imported from somewhere else.
Totally.
Just for Christmas time and all
Totally. Yep, absolutely. And that's the same with food. So you know that I'm an advocate of cutting back on meat, but I do understand why Christmas is probably one of those special times that maybe, you
Big
know,
on ham.
Go on. But you don't need one of every animal. I'm not sure. My family used to do that growing up. My mum like stressed herself out because we'd need like a turkey.
An ark-style Christmas feed.
It was weird. Fantastic. It was like, where's the kangaroo at? Exactly.
That's what Noah would want.
There are seven types of meat, but there's no bloody kangaroo.
A big ham and a little ham.
But yes, everything else try and buy in season. We're really lucky because it's summer for us, so almost everything's in season. But try and buy in season and local. Yeah, and then the Christmas trees, another big one.
Oh, this is a real confusion for me. Actually, we're at a head roads here at 95 BFM because we already have a Christmas tree. It's a fake one that we should be able to use for many years. But people are already kicking up a stink saying they want a real Christmas tree. And they don't remember the last Christmas tree that was here that was kind of here for about 8 months after the fact that is Christmas.
And it was a real one because I didn't know where it
was. It started to get rank. John had to carry it out in the middle of the daytime, actually.
I remember
get
that.
Get rid of it.
I remember that now.
Can you not do that again, John?
I suggest getting a living Christmas tree. So we went and got a pohutukawa in a container,
right.
And that lived now for Christmas, came inside every year for about 4 years and then went back outside, and then eventually we planted it. But if you Holy don't shit. Want to plant it, you can give it to someone else
and
to plant.
And now you have Christmas outside in the lawn.
No, now we've swapped to Nico. Okay. We've got the little palm trees that get dressed up. To be fair, I feel a bit sorry for them because they really don't look like they should be dressed up. So it's kind of a bit embarrassing for them.
Oh, it's like dressing up a little dog, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, he loves
Every
it.
Time, yeah.
Only because he can't talk.
Yeah, totally. It's a little bit like that. But they make great presents as well. So once you've finished using them after a couple of years, you could give them away, plant them, or even sell them on Trade Me. Make yourself $80. There you go.
I'm actually just thinking about a marijuana Christmas tree now.
They don't last long enough.
Or do they?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Time it right.
decorate with secondhand, handmade, or if you're going to buy crappy plastic decorations, that's fine, but just keep them.
Handmade decorations are fucking mint.
They are really
I've still got something that I made at school from back in the day, and my old lady chucks them on the tree, doesn't she? And I have to look at them, and they're pretty rank. But it's
whatever,
mint.
You love it.
It's mint. It is mint. I do love it. Get out of it, Krimbo. You play Christmas.
Yeah. But yeah, if you are going to buy decorations, keep them forever. I think I've got the same ones for about 10 years. And that's it. Oh, no, there is also presents, e-cards, if you can do that. They're a bit lame, though. So try and find eco-friendly and recyclable cards. And when you're finished with them, if you get given cards, recycle them. Don't
it's
throw
the
them
best
out.
Present actually Clink the worst present out. Of that kind of me and my brother, we just started giving each other $20 or whatever. And now we don't give each other anything. We just have an understanding of like, we're good.
But that's what
is
I'm
that
sort
the best
saying?
Present?
Oh,
just
I
going,
think so. I think
it
like,
might be the best present just going, we're good.
We're happy, like spend some time together, have some good food, enjoy the day.
I've like the industry has taught me that that's bad, but I'm starting to think that's actually really
good.
Maybe the industry's brainwashed me in some freaky way.
It's brainwashed
most
people.
And I'm trying to creep down to that big creepy Santa to get all my stuff. I don't need stuff from him.
No, you don't. And it's stressful, and then you end up winding up at the end of the year stressed out because you've had to go run around buying presents that people aren't going to remember.
When you could have just been like,
we're good.
Damn it.
And if you're going to wrap paper in wrapping paper.
Wow, what?
Yeah, don't use.
So
you could use like other things, like cool. You could like make your own paper.
Don't wrap
but
if paper you're going, if in paper.
But if you're going to use proper wrapping paper, don't use the metallic stuff. Get the paper, because you can recycle that. And that is pretty much it tip-wise.
Sustainable Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, there's a few companies I thought were pointing out are doing some quite cool things. So if you want some swimwear made from recycled plastic, and it is quite funky looking, I saw it Batoko. Nike also have a range of recycled plastic, and it's quite weird. It's an ethical range, which is quite weird because it kind of says the rest of their stuff isn't ethical. But for your sports-loving people, you could go and hunt out that range. And Hemp Store's got some really good stuff, and that's all sustainable. And another one I saw that looked quite cool is the River New Zealand. They do wood products that are all sustainable, so like chopping boards and that kind of thing. All sustainable wood.
Sustainable wood.
Yeah. So they were some of the things I saw that I thought were worth pointing out. But I think experiences, we're good. We're good, eh?
Just we're good. Yeah. We're good. A little.
I'll attempt a pavlova with some money in it. That's weird.
No, not the money, but...
That was weird, eh?
I tell you what, a little bit of DAC. People love that as a present. Even people that don't smoke around this time of year, it's like a little bit special. Might have a wind down.
Do you think if you put it in tinfoil, it's a giveaway?
Don't put it in tinfoil. You don't need to do that. You pre-roll it in a paper.
Oh, right, I see. Isn't it? How recyclable of you.
Thank you.
All right, Rita. Hey, thank you very much for coming into the BFM studios and giving us another great segment of Sustaining Alive. We'll look forward to seeing you in a week's time.
Yeah. Sounds good. See you guys.
That was Sustaining Alive on 95 BFM.